This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
All right, so intern Lamario, you are doing a little self-reflection. And you have realized something about yourself that when a relationship is over, you like to burn bridges?
Yeah. I guess I'm a professional bridge burner.
A bridge burner. We got to take the matches away, man.
It's not toxic at all.
Well, you better take the lighter then.
We got to take the lighter. We got to take the matches. We got to take the blowtorch. We got to take all
everything.
The things. Don't
everything.
Forget about the gasoline. Give me
stones,
that gasoline.
If I can use it, I'm going to do it.
So how long have you always been like this?
So I've been reflecting and I think I've been like this like for most of my adult life, like probably since 19, 20 years old.
All right. So my favorite question is why? Have you delved deep enough within yourself to figure out the why you do this, or are you in the process of trying to figure that out?
I'm still processing it.
Got it. But you've recognized this about yourself. So now are you trying to find ways that to not do this?
So I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I have identified
you
the problem.
Change.
He's like, give me the matches back, give me the blowtorch back.
I do want to change, Mo, I do. But it's just like, I'm just now identifying it and actually seeing as it might be an issue, so we'll see.
Was there like something that happened that triggered this? Because I know for me, sometimes like I can really suppress some of those like deep thoughts, like, you know, really thinking about why I do things and blah, blah, blah. But it's not until something actually happens in my life that I take that and reflect on it. So was there something that kind of triggered this self-reflection?
So now I'm a big gamer and I had to burn a couple bridges with some of my gamer friends, and I've been lonely gaming now. Like, I've been playing some of those games that I used to have some of those great times with those friends. And now I'm like, well, this isn't fun anymore.
Well, think about it as a visual. Say you're on an island and you got all of these different bridges that lead off the island, right? At a certain point, if you keep on burning bridges, you're just standing on that island by yourself with nobody to cross over to you and no way for you to cross over to them.
Yeah, I'm out here working on my backstroke right now.
Now, we got to get you some cement. We got to get you some wood. We got to start building that bridge back to wherever it's going.
Well, you said you had to burn the bridges. Why do you have to burn these bridges?
Now, it's not every bridge that I have to burn, but with certain people, I'm big on boundaries now. I'm just working towards the person that I want to be, so I feel like distractions and things that can stop that, I'm trying to get them back, get them away from me.
So you're like, you have this all or nothing mentality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can resonate with that because I have an all or nothing mentality too. Not from a burning bridges, but just from my own personal trying to get stuff done in my life. Either I do it full bore or I don't do it at all. And so it's one of those things. Did somebody point this out to you, or did you come to this realization on your own?
I won't lie. I probably burned about 4 or 5 bridges in the span of like 2 or 3 days. And I was like, oh, wow. I think I might have a trigger finger issue here. Need to slow down.
You cut people off quick.
Cut them off quick. Like, you can be expressing yourself. And once I feel like it's over, I'm like.
Have you ever cut somebody off? And has there been anybody in your history where you cut somebody off and you allowed them back in?
No.
Oof.
Nah.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Nah, like once I'm done, I'm turning and I'm walking away. Like, my back is towards you and I'm not paying no more attention to you.
So is the base of it all, is it forgiveness? Is that really what it is when you feel like you're in a relationship or any kind of ship with somebody and they do something that you don't like, say something you don't like, you just don't have any means to forgive? It's like you get one and done and that's it?
No, now, it's a relationship. So it's back and forth. It's ebb and flows, ups and downs. So it's not like you just do something and I'm like, oh, we're done. I can't deal with you no more. So it's something that progresses over time.
Gotcha.
Like, if I was to use an example, I have a friend who likes to drink, and I'm a drinker too, but I'm working on that. And so when we would game and do stuff, like, he would always want to drink, and I'm like, okay, bro, like, we can game and stuff, but, like, I don't want to game with you when you're drinking. It kind of triggers me and puts me in that state, and now I'm drinking with you, and I got school tomorrow. So it's like, I can't be doing that, man. Can you chill out on that or just keep me out of those activities?
Mm-hmm.
And at first, he was good with it, but then he would just encroach on my boundaries and keep doing it. And then it's like some of the things he's saying when he's drinking, it's like, okay, bro, you kind of starting stuff up. And now I'm like angry at you. And then it just kept progressing to the point where we were gaming. And I'm like, all right, bro, it's over with, bro. I cannot deal with you.
That would make sense. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hate on you for that one. Of all the people you've cut off, is there anybody that you would consider allowing back in the fold if they even wanted to come back in the fold?
If they want to come back in the fold, it's the crux right there. I'm a lot. But there are a few. There are a few that I would love to have back in my life.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if that could be an exercise of trying to help you with forgiveness and getting over this cutting people off. If you reached out to somebody that you had previously cut off and, like, allowed them back into your orbit.
Oh, I can think about that, but you know, that's pride right some there. Pro right there. That's some swallowing some pride, and oh, man, that's a tall order.
There's a lot of lessons right there that you can take in.
The Burt Show. There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.